Galatians 10. Therefore, as we, notice the plurality here, we, not you, not me, but all of us, inclusive, have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. I love all you guys, and I want to share a story with you. At times, life is strange at times, and it makes us stop and think of what it is all about. We have our up times, our down times, our just plain times, normal times, when there's nothing in particular going on, except maybe the rent, or mundane day-to-day things. Yes, just like the words to an old song says, everybody needs somebody sometime. Someone to share the good times, some of the not so good times. Someone to lean on. Someone to laugh with. Someone to cry with. And someone just to help us get our heads straight at times. And guess what? That is part of our being here today, on the Sabbath day, to fellowship with one another, to learn about one another, and lift one another up. Through the learning about God's Word, how to apply it in our lives, and share it with others, the plan that God has for all mankind, and each and every one of us in this room. We all have a part in caring for one another. Through the good times and the not so good times, the lean times and the bountiful times. During the good times, we laugh and celebrate like there's no tomorrow. During the sad times, we mourn and console one another. We are to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Remember, there's a season for everything. Turn with me, if you would, to Ecclesiastes 3. Verse 1 says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Verse 4 says, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. This is my story. You may be asking yourselves, why now? Because until now it has been too emotional for me to address. But now the time has come to me to share it with you. I personally know a little bit about weeping and mourning, and a time to laugh, and a time to dance. I've been through all these. Now my story, it's not only my story, it is your story as well. About 16 and a half months ago, my late wife Jean died on the Sabbath day. We just had this song. Thank you. On that Sabbath morning, I reminded God, though I didn't have to, of course. God knows everything. He knows our desires. He knows our needs. I reminded him that it was his Sabbath, a day of rest. And that if it was his will that she should rest until the resurrection in his kingdom, please let it be. You know what? God heard that prayer. And he answered it. Excuse me. Though this was not unexpected, it was still a difficult time for me. Yes, I had experienced the death of both my parents and a brother. Even so, this was closer up and more personal. I called to let everybody know here, because there's a meeting here at the Sabbath, to let them know that she had passed away, because they were all here at their potluck, as is our custom, our tradition. I knew they could and would console one another. And as soon as possible, most of you not only mourned with me, but rather they lifted me up and strengthened me during that time. Mr. Irvin, offering to stay the night, spend the night so I'd not have to be alone, I assured him I was okay, I would be all right. But he stayed on until quite late in the evening to be sure that I was okay before leaving. Again, you were with me at her memorial, in her remembrance. And yes, I saw the tears and felt your pain, yet again, you sat there and saw my tears and my pain. During the next few months, you were with me. Not only had I gone through the experience of losing my wife of 45 plus years, but also having my car totaled, preparing a memorial, having to move, having to find work. And guess what? You were there with me all the way. And sometimes we find ourselves at a loss of what to say to someone that's going through a difficult time. It's not something to be ashamed of. We all go through that. What do we say to somebody that's had a loss or loss of a person or a job or whatever it might be? We can send a card of condolence, or if a joyous occasion, a card of congratulations. We read later in verse 7, there's a time to keep silent, the latter part of the verse 7, and a time to speak. There's at times when you need to call someone to comfort them or lift them up, that you know you call them and you can't think of anything to say. What do you say to somebody to lift them up? This is the time to keep silent. Allow that person you are consoling to lead the conversation. They'll lead the conversation where it needs to go. This will make it a lot easier, because in allowing them to express their feelings, you'll better understand what they really need and how you can really be of help to them. Let's go back to verse 4 again. There's a time to... There's a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to laugh. During the next 6 months, after the loss of my wife, God was so gracious to me, provided me with a wonderful woman. And I'm going to embarrass her. In the name of Mary Jo. We became friends, even though we had known each other for 5 years. We became friends. And it was apparent that we had many things in common, likes and dislikes. But their greatest thing was the desire to follow the path that God had shown us was His way. After a few months, we came to the realization that we should be married. And we counseled, and we're married. And believe me, this was not as simple as it sounds. Ask Mr. Martins. And guess what? You were there. You were there, most of you, for the wedding, for the reception, and the festivities that followed, the laughing and the dancing. Yes, again, Mr. Irvin was there in rare dance form. And that's tears of joy. And entertained us, and we laughed some more. And yet there were more tears. This time there were tears of joy, not sorrow. Yes, this is a very simplistic personal story, but I feel it needed to be shared. One, because I'm not always great at showing my appreciation by accepting care and concern from others. Galatians 6:3, I won't go there now, I think I just got through there. For if anyone thinks of himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. Verse 5, for each one shall bear his own load, yet you all came to my aid. As it says in verse 2, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And second, because I truly love every one of you here, you showed your love towards me in that time of need. Let's turn to Romans 12, if you would, please. We'll read verses 9 through 13. 9 says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another, with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. And distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Indeed, we should pray for one another, care for one another, and let God's Spirit lead us. I want to leave you with another story that I hope will lift you up. Knowing that our lives go on. Yes, this is a sad story, but I think it'll put a smile on your face. This was sent to me by a dear friend to lift me up when they knew that I needed something to smile about. We don't make fun of death, but we accept it. But this was a sad story. Says, please join me in remembering a great icon of the entertainment community. The Pillsbury Doughboy died yesterday of a yeast infection. I have to get all these words and get them in the right place, okay? Of a yeast infection and trauma, complications from being repeatedly poked in the belly. He was 71. Doughboy was buried in a lightly greased coffin. Thousands of celebrities turned out to pay their respects, including Mrs. Butterworth, Hungry Jack, the California Raisins, Betty Crocker, the Hostess Twinkies, and Captain Crunch. The gravesite was piled high with flowers, F-L-O-U-R-S. Aunt Jemima delivered the eulogy and loving description, described Doughboy as a man who never knew how much he was needed. Born and bred in Minnesota, Doughboy rose quickly in show business, but his later life was filled with turnovers. He was not considered a very smart cookie, wasting much of his dough on half-baked schemes. Despite being a little flaky at times, he lived to be a crusty old man and was considered a positive role model for millions. Doughboy is survived by his wife, Plato, three children, John Doe, Jane Doe, and Dozy Doe. Plus, they had one in the oven. He is also survived by his elderly father, Pop-Tart. The funeral was held at 3:50 for about 20 minutes. Well, I hope this made you smile for a brief second. And rise to the occasion. If you want a copy of this, let me know. I'll get one later. I know that's a little out of character there, but I think at times when we're going through difficult times, we need something to smile about. And I did. Let us be about our Father's business by preaching the gospel and preparing the people. But most of all, caring for one another. I'll leave you with these words of encouragement from Galatians 6:10, which I've read earlier. But therefore, as we notice the plurality here, have we not you or me, but all of us have the opportunity, let us do good to all, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. I love you and thank you for letting me share this with you.